I came across an interesting story about Eskimos and the way they used to hunt wolves. Rather than tracking or trapping the wolves, the hunter would take a knife, dip the blade in blood, and then freeze it. He would then stick the handle into the ground with the blade facing upward. Eventually, a wolf passing by would smell the frozen blood and approach the knife. As it began to lick the blade eagerly, its tongue would be cut, and then it would taste its own warm blood, which would cause the wolf to lick the blade even more. Eventually, the wolf would bleed to death, and later the hunter would come by and pick up his prize. There are a lot of things that people are drawn to that destroy them in the end. Alcohol, drugs, pornography. These and many other sins promise thrill and excitement, fleeting pleasures, but in the end they bring emptiness, pain, and confusion. Even worse, by the time that people realize that they have a problem, they're often so enslaved to these sins that they cannot get out, even though they know they're being bled to death by them. Now, speaking of false prophets, the Apostle Peter said, "They promise freedom, but they themselves are slaves of sin and corruption, for you are a slave to whatever controls you." Well, what controls you? If it's not God through His grace, it's going to be some kind of sin. If you'd like to know more, keep visiting us on our site and looking up some of the other questions that we answer.